You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to the show where you and I listen to the songs from some of the very best movie soundtracks around. We start this episode off with a song from a movie that celebrates the role of music's unsung heroes. 20 Feet from Stardom shone a light on the vocalists at the back of the stage who helped make the stars at the front of the stage sound so good, one of which is the incredible Rolling Stones backup singer, Mary Clayton. Welcome to In the Dark. Mary Clayton taking the lead on the song she had graced with the Rolling Stones from the soundtrack album of 20 Feet from Stardom. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you. Thanks for joining me. We finished our last episode of In the Dark, which is available on the website via the Listen Again page, with the main theme from the Sex and the City movie, a movie that didn't really change the world and for many didn't surpass the TV series its characters normally found themselves starring in. Although, it's always nice to see New York on the big screen, isn't it? Sitting here now, I'm not convinced I can actually remember what happened in the Sex and the City movie, but I do remember the moment that Carrie Bradshaw's long-term assistant broke out into song.
When you can wear what you feel, what do you want to say? Can wear each day as long as you let me be the accessory. Simply send me on my way. Silent love, I look good in love. What has been out of sight, not mine, for such a long time. That's how one forgets. So I reached in the back of my closet.
Jennifer Hudson gracing the Sex and the City movie soundtrack from 2008. A few episodes ago, we visited the scene of tap-dancing penguins hearing I Wish from the soundtrack of 2006's Happy Feet, and it does have a pretty good accompanying soundtrack album. Among the Pinks and Patti LaBelle's and Beach Boys, there are also several songs performed by the actors who voiced the penguins. So if you do feel the need to hear the late, great Robin Williams sing My Way in Spanish, then this is the album for you. Another of the actors, Brittany Murphy, makes a pretty good fist of singing a Queen song, although I'm quite sure that when Freddie Mercury wrote this one, his original lyrics didn't include the line, "Come on and put your flippers in the air." But I guess that's poetic license for you. Brittany Murphy from Happy Feet. In the first half of the 20th century, it's fair to say that the only genuinely new classical music that was being commissioned by the great Hollywood studios for movie scores. No longer were the courts of the European kings and queens commissioning classical music for the great state occasions, but from around 1920s onwards, Hollywood took over that particular mantle. And then as tastes and budgets changed, in the latter half of the 20th century, Hollywood had begun commissioning contemporary pop writers to write new songs, specifically for certain new movies, which was a bit of a return to the days of the Great American Songbook, where songwriters were tasked with delivering songs to accompany specific scenes and storylines of movies in the 30s and 40s. And this too created a new body of work, which it could be argued would never have existed without those calls from Hollywood directors. For example, would Bruce Springsteen ever have written this song if he hadn't have received the call from Hollywood?
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Like stone, I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. That night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Gonna greet me. It's just you and I, my friend. And my clothes don't fit me no more. I walk 1,000 miles just to slip this ski. The night is falling, I'm blind awake. I can feel myself fading away. So receive me, brother, with you, faithless kiss. Or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia?
Bruce Springsteen's fantastic hit song from 1993's movie soundtrack of Philadelphia. In 2014, to highlight his and others' plight of Alzheimer's disease, Glen Campbell and his team filmed his last ever tour to chronicle the challenges the cruel condition presents. And it's an incredible and obviously very moving movie, as we see Glen, supported by his family, tour across America whilst in the ever-tightening grip of Alzheimer's. There's heartbreaking moments when he struggles to recognize even his own daughter. And yet, somehow, when a guitar is placed in his hands, his brain is able to function enough for him to recall lyrics, chords, and entire songs. Aside from his own wonderful songs and recordings, Glen, in his younger years, had been a hugely in-demand session musician and part of the legendary Wrecking Crew, an elite group of studio musicians. And it was they who got together with Glen for what proved to be his very last time in a studio. Incredibly, they fed him the song line by line in the studio, and despite the illness having severely taken hold, he was able to deliver this remarkable vocal performance, which is captured on the soundtrack album. The song came about when some of his old musician friends had visited Glen, and he was trying to explain to them the effects of Alzheimer's. Understandably, they were all very upset, prompting Glen to say, "I don't know what you're all worried about. It's not like I'm going to be able to miss you." And it prompted his friend, the writer and producer Julian Raymond, who was present, to compose this extraordinarily moving song, which everyone present knew would be the very last time Glen Campbell would record his voice.
I'm still here, but yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my songs. It never defined who I am. The man that loved you till the you. Not gonna miss you.
From the incredible soundtrack of the 2014 movie I'll Be Me. I can't recommend that movie and its Grammy Award winning soundtrack enough. Time for one more trip in the dark here on LGRadio.online, and it's back to 1967's Cool Hand Luke. Almost all of the music for the movie was composed by the great Lalo Schifrin, but amongst the original music is his version of an old traditional gospel tune from the 1800s. Just a closer walk with thee. Lalo Schifrin concluding matters for us here on In the Dark with me, Leo Green, on LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening. Please do visit our website to find out details of all our shows, as well as when this show is repeated. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.